I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
Hey, again, it's that time of the week. RSN Live. I bet you guys didn't expect that short intro. Yeah, I've decided to retire the E-Rock track for the time being, just because it's been there for a while. And I'm pretty sure some of you guys have gotten pretty annoyed with it. So, it's gone for now. I'll probably find a different track to replace it with. Something random, naturally. Hey, it might just be the Zelda thing. Anyways, this is RSN Live. It's a lovely host voice. Let's see what we got going on here. Not much. I just bitching. Anyways, RSN Live voice. If you want to chat along with me, I'm just going to narrow it down for you. I'm really only active on one channel during this show, and that would be Surreal Chat, the Sonic Stadium chat from there, yada yada yada. But again, I do also have the RSN chat room, which is on Afternet. I told you guys there's plenty of times on how to get there. If you don't, just go to the show page. There should be some info on it. Should be. There will be. I'm the one who set that up. so what is new with this amazing week? It's actually been quite an interesting week, at least for me. For starters, got my replacement video card. I believe I told you 2 weeks ago, was it? That the old... No, let me turn this down for a second. It seems to be a bit loud. Okay. I believe I told you about the whole video card frying itself, so now I have my replacement, which is awesome. Play games again. You know, all that stuff. All that fun stuff. High-end games. Fun. Oh, did it net split again? Wow. Okay, that's another thing that's been going on this week. Surreal Chat has been net splitting like no one's fucking business. I am not sure why. It just is. It's been a really poor network as of late. Hopefully Tab will fix that. Hopefully. We'll find out. Another thing that I'm currently working on. You guys know about the whole... I'm borrowing M20's naming it of Friday Night Failures with Voice, which will be a new... ish, because I've done it a couple of times already. Will be a newish thing where I just play Sonic 06 for the time being, torture myself, ruin my, you know, innocent gaming mind, and stream it for your pleasure. Isn't that going to be exciting, man? It is, of course, springtime, so it's time to get some new things going. And that's one of them. And the only downside is I still don't have an HDMI card. Oh, look, everyone's back. Well, sans Spondy. I'll have to type a welcome back. So I'm working on getting that HDMI card. It really won't matter in the long run because Procaster just butchers the video quality. Isn't that split? And for those of you who don't understand what a net split is, it's just basically when two servers disconnect for one reason or another. given Surreal Chat's history, it's more than likely just a connection reset or a ping timeout. Usually that's the main cause. I don't know if they're under a DOS attack, and if they are, sorry. But at this point, it's just going to get friggin' annoying. I seem annoyed, don't I? Anyways. So, back to what I was saying. The whole Fredonet Fest. Even if I got the HD card, I wouldn't be able to stream better quality anyways because of the way it's just all set. It's just the way the software is. It basically, it forces the video quality to be pretty low key, and that's no good. It's no good. Yet the audio is great. Imagine that. It's a little strange. There's also some other thing I was looking into. They have some kind of unlimited HD streaming option for $45 a month. But I will have to get like a promotion at my job or take a real significant, you know, pay cut in what I'm paying out in bills before I even consider doing that. So, yeah. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and start us off with some music here, and then when I come back from it, I can tell you why I've already decided that Sonic 2 HD is a blatant fail. So, just give me a moment to find some tracks here. Honestly, you know what? In honor of the failure, let's go with a Sonic 06 track. Sonic 06 track. Sonic 04, so that sounds alright. It's a short song. Probably like short songs. Oh, by the way, if you want to put in requests, I'm totally open to that right now. I can also just grab stuff off, you know, the internet if I'm missing something. Let's see. No, we'll go with Sonic Generations. That's always good. And it'll restart itself. Go. Nope. There it goes. Dead air. Dead air. Oh no. Alright, we'll go ahead and play this, and I've already seems to have touched a nerve, so awesome. I'll be right back. This is Voice RSN Live. All right, so I'm back. And as promised, I'm going to explain here. I'm apparently touching some nerves, and who knows, maybe I'm treading some water here I don't want to tread. But here's my take. I've heard about Sonic 2 HD, and I was okay with the idea of it. But I'm hearing things about it now that are kind of just making me go, what the fuck? First off, and most glaringly, apparently there's a DRM in it. There's a DRM, which, from what I'm told, basically shuts the game down if it detects any kind of hack. Any modifying of any file, and it shuts the game down. Now, given that this project was spearheaded by Sonic Retro, itself a hacking community, what the fuck? I'm hearing that this isn't their decision, that it was the programmers, and I'm hearing that rightfully so, they are being tarred and feathered, but it really does knock your credibility down when that is the case. I was shown the screen for the error screen that comes up when you when it detects a hack or modification, basically unauthorized file modification detected, game halted. That said, being me, I decided to try it on Linux because that's my primary operating system. If Sonic Generations can run in Wine, I figure a fan game should be able to run in Wine as well. I'm getting a green screen, which was the same screen color that's shown when it detects a bad hack. So my guess is that the game is detecting Wine as a hack and is therefore stopping gameplay. So here is another prime example of someone making a dumbass decision. And okay, they could always argue, well, voice, you know, they just want to protect their files. I mean, it's not completed yet. So what if someone just takes it, steals it, and calls it for their own? Then you fucking call them out on it. I mean, that's not too hard, is it? I mean, who are they going to trust? The people who initially came out with the game? Or the person that comes out of left field saying, hey, I made Sonic 2 HD, check it out. It's a horrible argument. And then, of course, there's the standard, well, voice, you're trying to play a Windows application on a Linux operating system. There's no way that's going to work. Again, I have to disagree with you. Sonic Generations ran. All of Valve's games run on Wine. That's probably just down to lazy development there on their part. I do hear that the art and the music is amazing, and I'll probably try it on Windows since I've got the desktop booted in there right now for the live stream afterwards. But it just sounds horrible from what I've read. I'm sure some people are going to be really angry with me for saying that, and, oh, you're wrong. That's my opinion. I mean, you can take it or leave it, but that's my opinion of it. Speaking of DRM, I did read an article. Supposedly it's a rumor, but given that it's Sony, this really would not surprise me. Supposedly, and there's been claims that this happened with the new Xbox too, but I haven't seen it. I'm not that active in it. PlayStation 4, supposedly Sony wants to work on a technology that prevents you from, you know, sharing your games with people or just selling them back to GameStop. Basically, the game would lock itself to your PlayStation Network account, and that'd be it. One activation. I shouldn't have to tell you how, you know, just goofed up of a decision that is. You know? And there's a lot of people that are trying to defend, saying, well, this is just a rumor, this is just a rumor. Apparently it's got enough credence that GameStop has said that if this comes out, they're not going to stock the PlayStation 3. I mean, if they're refusing to stock it because of that, that said, I'm not going to side with GameStop all the way, because they are a horrible game store chain. Yeah. Hey, buy this $55 game, give it back to us in a week, and we'll give you money for it. And then you go to give it back to them, and they give you $5-$10 in store credit. Okay. Worthless. But it's just, it's amazingly dumb to be hearing this kind of stuff going out. And it's more amazingly dumb with the Sonic 2 HD debacle. Considering, as I said earlier, it's a game that's spearheaded by a hacking community. Hopefully it gets pulled away. The guy gets shamed into removing that, I would hope. And I've been told, well, it's only alpha. It also says it's version 2. And this has supposedly been in development for a few years now. I wouldn't call it an alpha at that point. I think I would call it a beta. But then again, I can't play the game. It doesn't load for me, so I guess alpha? Either way, I'm just going to put it this way. At this point, I'm holding Sonic 06 higher than Sonic 2 HD. Just by the simple fact that I was able to play the game. Poorly, but the game runs. That's a big leap. And again, I know you guys are going to try to trash me because, oh, you're doing it on Linux, but that really shouldn't matter at this point. Wine has become good enough at what it does that shouldn't be an issue anymore, especially for something that's not as... I'm not going to say that making a game isn't that complicated, but it's not as complicated as, say, Sonic Generations or, you know, Left 4 Dead. You know, full 3D games using all sorts of complicated physics, and they're still able to run. That's all I'm going to say. And we're going to switch this track out. I don't know about you, but that's kind of boring me. Really? GameStop's the only game store in Canada? Well, I wouldn't know. I haven't really been to a GameStop in, well, forever. I avoid GameStop because they are, as I said, a pretty bad ripoff. I also don't trade games a lot. I don't sell my games. I usually just give them away at the time that I just don't want them. Justin Timmons. Well then, Amazon is your friend. That's what I've been using if I buy, you know, boxed games, is I just use Amazon. They've worked well for me. And, of course, because I had that Amazon Prime thing, I get the free 2-day shipping. Awesome. You probably didn't see that. Yeah. I'm gonna run out of things to talk about again. I kind of went on a rant there about the whole game debacle, but stuff indeed. I don't know, what can I rant about? I ranted about Metro, the Microsoft Metro, last week, didn't I? So, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just play some music here until I can think of something. give me a moment to queue up some tracks. It sucks when you, you're in the middle of a show and you're on a hot streak and suddenly you just go, okay, what am I doing now? What am I gonna do now? come on, don't do that to me. Oh, we'll do that. Alright, so this is Voice, Marson Live. I'll be right back.
with incredible speed. I'm moving my feet.
I'm back. So I was just looking at some screen clips here of apparently, you know, they're making an HD remake of Silent Hill 2, was it? No, not 2. Either way, they're making HD an HD remix of them. Remake. And people are starting to notice they seem to have taken the Silent Hill out of Silent Hill. Namely, all the elements. Example they're showing here in, there's like a picture I've got that's kind of got it broken down, kind of a left column, right column. Left column being the original Silent Hill, and the left column, right column being the HD version. So they're noticing that first off, elements are removed. There's no rust on the floors anymore. The fog is missing for some reason. And it's just like just a whole bunch of elements are suddenly exposed is the way it's looking. Now, I'll say I never played anything past the first Silent Hill, but I remember the whole thing being that you couldn't tell what was in the distance. You can hear what was in the distance, but you couldn't tell what was coming towards you. Use of disturbing imagery as the title warning screen for, you know, to do. And it just seems like in the HD remakes, they're kind of just taking that all out. I'm not sure why. In fact, there was actually another image I saw last week that had, it showed where in the original, it's like really foggy. It's like a scene on a pier or something, and you can't really see too far into the distance. And then they show the HD remake, the fog is pushed back, and you can literally see the end of the map. whoever it decided to do these remakes and decided to muck around with the way the game looks and feels, they honestly, a big mistake. Big friggin' mistake. Isn't that the way it is with all of it, though? They kind of just try to goof around with it for some reason? Oh, well. I've also just been kind of browsing the Reddit games page just for the sake of routing. Well, it is kind of what I'm working on learning how to do, but... No, I'm just browsing the internet at this point. Like I said, I've gotten everything out of the way here that I was going to talk about. And right now I'm just looking at some screens of like... let's here. I can pull this up. This is the kind of stuff I'm looking at. You know, all that fun... kind of fun stuff. Just some images that are being changed around just by different methods. Looks pretty good. What can I say? I'm bored. I have nothing better to talk about. I've honestly completely run dry yet again. I need to plan these out is what I think I'm trying to say. Yeah, I need to plan these out. These are just horrible. Okay, so... I don't know. What can I say? Oh, I did actually buy Sonic 4. Well, it was on its little Steam sale for the day for $3.40. So that is another thing that will probably pop up on the live streaming. Just a heads up. Yeah. Oh, apparently Spinix wants me to call him, so... Hold on a second, I had to change things out here a little bit. Pull up the mic. Where is Spinix? Spinix is not showing up on my system. Well, we'll call you. We'll see what happens. I mean... Oh, now you come online. Hey. So, what's going on? Doing a show... Failing horribly at it. Standard stuff, I guess. What's going on up there in Canada? Ballinette. So, you play World of Warcraft, do you? Ah. Fair point. Well, you could always, you know... Check out League of Legends. Don't laugh, Trekkie. I'll include you on this. I've got your Skype account. Yeah, I use that. Did it just split again? No, just Silver Sonic quitting. He's being a quitter. Stop being a quitter, Silver Sonic. I know you're in the chat. see you hiding there, doing your thing. Oh, by the way, can people chat in the live stream chat again? I don't know if they fixed that issue. I have no idea if they did. But I don't see anyone typing, so... Oh, there we go. Yep. It's fixed. It's fixed! Yay, it's working! For those of you who weren't aware, last week there was a bug that hit, and hit Livestream, not me. And it completely banned everyone from chatting in the Livestream chat. I don't know why. You'd think they'd have that fixed by now. Not that I'm complaining, I mean, they do let me stream for free here. Indeed, free is good. That's why I use Linux, folks. Because free is good. That's why I use Wooby. Wooby. Well, hard drives aren't too expensive nowadays. In fact, let us check the wonderful Newegg. You don't need 2 terabytes, man. What are you filling it up with, man? You have a lot of backups. A lot of backups, he says, folks. It's porn, isn't it? Come on, see internet. No one's listening. Well, there's 4 people listening, I think. Yeah, 4 people. You know what? I think I just realized what's going on here. Did I forget to connect VoIP? I forgot to connect VoIP. God damn it. That would be me. Alright, now try. Can you hear him now?
What? Oh no. Was I not heard before?
Nope, we're gonna have to rewind.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if anyone can hear you yet.
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, no, what it was is I was messing with Jack Audio earlier because I installed a utility called Jack Rack, which allows me to install like audio plugins like equalization, signal sum, reverb, all that kind of stuff. And that involves messing with the virtual patch cables in the Jack Audio Connection Kit. And I never reconnected Skype.
I have those cables for my live show, which I have not done in 6 years.
Yeah, but you have VAC. You have VAC, which last time I tried it was pretty bad. It was a horrible experience.
Well, what you gonna do about it?
I have no idea. Well, I guess next time check the goddamn patch panel, make sure everything's set up properly. Would be
Yeah, well,
it's live internet, folks.
Yeah, folk. I just got my new ISP. I'm going to brag a little more about that.
I'm going to brag about your ISP.
Yes, Trekkie wishes he has my ISP, but he doesn't.
Trekkie thinks you should sing.
Yes, I see that.
Just double checking.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think that's going to happen? Well, since you were completely offline for like the past, 5 minutes? I guess I'm going to extend this by 5 minutes. See, this is what happens when I don't double check everything. You want to hear a duet? Well, first off, I'm going to have to drink a few more of these before I can do that. Just putting that out there. And since I'm sure Trekkie or Spinnick isn't seeing it, I'm drinking beer while we're chatting here.
Yeah, I'm not in the live video stream.
You're cutting out. Your brand new ISP that you were all braggy about is now failing you.
Hey, the upload speeds are awesome. are awful, but the download speeds are awesome.
Are they?
Yes.
That is amazing. Like, what kind of speeds are we talking here?
20 megs a second.
Down?
Yeah, down. About a megasecond up.
About a megasecond. By the way, it's megabit. Pointing that out. I gotta be me. That's me. That's what I gotta do. So what else is going on there?
Trying to guess my live stream password. Ah, there we go. And, you know, sitting on a chair, watching you hold up a beer.
That's what I do. That's what I do. When I switch over to playing Sonic 06, I'm going to hit a little something harder than this.
Well, that's...
We have Bacardi 151 in the basement. I think that'll do. It can only make my gameplay better.
Well, it's 06, right?
Yeah.
My friend thinks he's like God at all games. So I sat him down, you know, real nice, and I said, "Here, play this." And he's like, "Oh, so we're going to play a Sonic game now." And I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, I like Sonic. And I said, yeah, I do too. So flip on the Xbox, and he's playing this and keeps dying. He's like, "Why do I keep dying?" And I'm like, "Because Sega is shit now."
It's not that Sega's shit. Generations is a pretty good game. And while I never played Colors, it's got a positive review on it. The only game I have that's recent other than Generations and Sonic 06 is Sonic Unleashed, which has that fucking abomination of the Werehog that is just really cheesy, and I don't know why
they
did it.
It's so slow.
What's so slow?
The Werehog. I mean, he walked so damn slow.
Yeah, well, that was the whole point. As somebody pointed out, it's just a ripoff off of God of War.
Really?
Yep. Play God of War. Well, you might not be able to. It's rated M. I don't know what the M rating is in Canada.
It's M.
Oh, you use the same one?
Yes. It's movies that are slightly different. Games are the same.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
No, but the Werehog was intentionally made to be slow, if I remember correctly, because it focused more on the combat side of it than the speed side. Which, again, a lot of people were like, "Well, what the fuck? This is a Sonic game. I don't want to be slow. I want to be fast. I want to fly high." Except Tails isn't a playable character, so it really doesn't make any sense. Actually, no, he is sort of pseudo playable. There's that first level with the plane. The plane thing, which I, like, died 20 times on before I realized you didn't have to actually defeat him, just run the clock out.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to... Nah, it was just... And the game was okay.
I haven't really gotten that much further into it, because... And I think this was one of the other things that was kind of panned about the game, is they really went RPG on it, and that you can't advance in the game until you have a certain amount of points. And, you know, it just kind of really threw the gameplay off. I mean, if you play RPGs all the time, I'm pretty sure you were all excited and hyper, and oh my god, this is exciting! But for me, it was kind of like, no.
Just no?
No. I play a Sonic game to play a Sonic game, not go on side missions to collect things. You don't have enough moon medallions to advance to level 2. Well, fuck you!
Well, I'm not really a big fan of RPGs. I mean, I don't know. They're just too long and slow. And yeah.
Yeah, well... I'm sure there's some good RPGs. I just didn't like it getting mashed in with Sonic Unleashed because it just made the game feel slower and longer than necessary.
Well, speaking of RPGs, what about that other one? I can't remember what it was called.
Chronicles.
I played it. Yes, that one.
Never played it.
You never played it?
I don't have a DS.
Sweet Lord, save yourself.
My sister's a 3DS, so now that you say this, I'm going to have to look at buying this game.
Don't buy
it's gonna be, it's going to be a little bit difficult to play it on live stream, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Let's see what we got here. See, I look up Sonic stuff so much on Amazon that now that's all the front page is on Amazon.
Yeah, same here. I used to buy all my Sonic comic books off.
I shouldn't really say that out loud, but that's pretty much what it is. Okay, so what we got here? Chronicles the Dark Brotherhood. $23. Oh no, sorry, $24.
Well, let's see what the price is in Canada, shall we?
More expensive than it should be.
Probably. Sonic Chronicles the Dark Brotherhood, $49.99.
Let's see, I can buy the original Sonic Adventure for Dreamcast for $30.
Hold
Does
on.
That count?
Let's. It's probably better than Chronicles. I can buy it for $75.98.
Yeah, you guys get screwed up there, don't you?
New. That's new, though, in the packaging and everything. Used, I can pick it up for $15.
But what's the point of getting used, man? You gotta get it new. You gotta get that new game smell.
Even though it's... You're breathing freaking 30-year-old air.
It's not so much that. It's just that it's been sitting in a warehouse for eons.
Eons.
You can get an unwrapped Genesis still.
Yeah. Well, when I was 3 or 2... I can't remember what age I was because I was, well, 3 or 2... my dad picked up my sealed in the box unwrapped Genesis for about $100. That was that. In.
We got here.
1998.
It's brand new Sega Genesis. You can buy this stuff, people. I don't know why. We got collectible editions.
Oh boy. $39.95. Used Genesis Model 2.
That's right, folks. That's what we've degraded ourselves to, is looking up how much stuff is online. This is exciting stuff. I just know it. So exciting that there's no viewers on or listeners on the stream anymore. We're strictly live stream at this point.
Well, let's see. What can we do? You can call Trekkie.
You know, I could call Trekkie, but I just don't know how well that would go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't call people uninvited.
I wasn't invited.
No, the show isn't over yet. The show isn't over for another 2 minutes, according to the clock.
Oh boy.
That said, I could just play it out with music. Which, I guess I could do that. I just gotta find a track to use.
The 7 minute long ending credits to Sonic Generation.
What else we got? what else? Oh, my nose is itchy. God damn allergies. Well, it's not allergies, but it's... Is there credit music in here somewhere?
Now I'm pissed.
Are ya?
Hunger Games isn't on the Kindle.
Why would you want that?
No. I saw the movie. I mean, it was okay. I sort of enjoyed it. I mean, it was exciting. Thrilling.
Is that what you're going
to... Lots of killing and death.
Is that what you're going with? Officially going with that? Okay. We're going to go with this. I've never heard this before, so this could be bad or good. I have no friggin' clue. And then I will call it a stream. So, where is my folder with my stuff? Put this in here. And then we put in the... Because no one's pretty much listening anymore on the stream side. I can go ahead and just put stop record. Stop stream... All right, there we go. It's been another wonderful... Actually, I'm going to put you off the stream here. There you go, now you're off the stream. All right, this has been another wonderful week of RSN Live, or I'm just going to start calling it RSN Live Fails from now on. Seeming as I can't keep myself focused on track longer than 2 seconds. Anyways, this is Voice signing off for the week. Talk to you all later.
Take a bite of me. Let me show you just what I'm
RSN Radio. It really whips the hedgehog's ass.